This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
I blinked, so I might have missed it, but I think NBC squeezed about 25 seconds worth of dressage into its broadcast last night. The first round of equestrian events went off today. No spoilers here. Not for us. Not going to tell you who won. But you have surely heard the name of the most famous dressage athlete in this year's games, Rafalka, the horse co-owned by Ann Romney, of course. Thanks to her, the horse, not Mrs. Romney, dressage has had more publicity than perhaps ever before. So we asked Dan Gorenstein from New Hampshire Public Radio what it takes to get involved with and excel at that rarefied blue-blooded world.
First, there's the horse.
A horse is a horse.
No. This isn't about running the fastest or jumping the highest. Dressage horses are artists.
We do movements that are very, very difficult. These horses, it's like dancers.
Pamela Goodrich has a barn full of dressage horses.
Come here, honey. I know it's
Goodrich explains to me how precise and technical the moves are. Horses must canter in perfect tight circles, shift gaits every stride so it looks like they're skipping. The art is to coax a 1,200-pound beast to go against its instincts and love it. Not easy for a novice like me.
My recommendation for you would be to get a professor to teach you.
Goodrich introduces me to a horse named Lamborghini.
And he is a Lamborghini. Very spicy to ride.
Pretty hot price tag, too, if he were for sale.
$60,000 to $100,000?
The professor can't do all the teaching. I need a trainer.
You should probably be on your horse 6 days a week, the seventh day at least doing something with it.
Someone like Catherine Dow. Even at the low end, Dow says that's going to cost $1,500 a month. And she says, I need to hit the gym hard.
Because you're going to have to work on your core strength.
Dow tells me top riders get their horses to make all these intricate moves subtly. To win, it must look effortless.
You want to look like it's a partnership and the harmony between you and your horse.
Speaking of looks, elegance is essential.
Welcome to Dover Saddlery.
Janet Nittman of the tack store Dover Saddlery shows me to the changing room where my finery awaits.
Either one of these ones.
In dressage, the clothes capture both the fussiness and the grandeur, some would say opulence, of the sport. White breeches, top hat, silk tie, white gloves, and an antiquated cut of a coat, the shad belly.
Short waist at the front and then the long tails at the back. So sophisticated. A judge can't help being influenced by a beautifully turned out rider.
I slip on the coat.
Wow.
But influence is expensive. Shad belly.
$879.
Top hat.
$400.
Breeches.
$379.
Gloves.
$62.
Silk tie.
$100.
And custom boots start at
$1,000.
That doesn't include anything for my horse, like a saddle. Nittman says there is a range, but if I work my way to the top, it's going to cost me.
We're talking over $12,000.
Now, there's just one last thing to do. Go see a loan officer. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.